which talks about capacity. Capacity means whether a person is competent or capable of entering into a contract. This capacity is indicated with three parameters: above 18 years of age, of sound mind, and not disqualified from contracting. Let us now proceed into its various areas. Section 11 of the Contract Act states, a person is competent to contract who is of the age of majority according to the law to which he is subject, he is of sound mind, and who is not disqualified by any law to which he is subject. What does this mean? It says, any individual above 18 years of age is competent to contract. Below 18, he is a minor and therefore incompetent to contract. What do you understand by a sound mind? Sound mind is the sense of making a judgment in order to know what the opposite person speaks is comprehended and its consequences or effects on an individual. Disqualified, a person is said to be disqualified wherein he is not permitted as per the law of the country to which he is subject. 18 years of age, 21. Now, under the Guardians and Wards Act of 1875, where a guardian of the minor's persons is having a property or has been appointed under the Guardian and Wards Act, or where the superintendence of a minor's property is assumed by a court of wards, here the age of majority is extended up to 21 and not 18. So therefore, in the event of a property of a minor, here is an exception to the rule where it is extended not 18 but unto 21 years of age. We now go into the legal implication of a minor's agreement. The first clause says, minor's contract is absolutely void. It means it cannot be enforced in any court of law. To highlight this case, we have the famous leading case of Mohari Bibi versus Dharmodas Ghose. In this case, the minor had executed a mortgage for a sum of ₹20,000, out of which the lender had paid the minor a sum of ₹8,000. The minor then filed a suit for setting aside the mortgage. It was contended that as the contract was voidable and the minor was now repudiating it, the amount of ₹8,000 actually paid to the minor must be refunded under Section 65 of the Indian Contract Act. Well, friends, here is a minor's agreement which is void ab initio, so that the question of the money lender filing a suit to recover that money is impossible, because an agreement entered with a minor is not an agreement enforced in a court of law. So therefore, if an adult person goes to file a suit against the minor to have any recovery, it would mean enforcing a void agreement, which is impossible in law. And therefore, here is an instance whereby the money lender is unable to recover the money. At the same time, here the minor is unable to obtain any kind of money which has been advanced already to him. So this is one which is void ab initio. Pointed out that as the minor's contract was absolutely void, there was no question of refunding money, and this obviously cannot arise in these circumstances. Minor's agreement is void and devoid of any legal consequences. No specific performance of a minor's contract. Since a minor's agreement is void ab initio, specific performance indicates that you cannot ask the minor to redo the act all over again. The question is, when there is a breach of contract or when one party is unable to perform, you ask the party to redo the act again. Now, when a minor's agreement is void ab initio, there is no question of asking the minor to redo the act again. If in case the contract is undertaken by a parent or a guardian for the minor, it can be done provided it is for the benefit of the minor and not otherwise. No ratification. Ratification indicates to correct a transaction or to rectify a transaction initially by a person. Now here, to go back on a contract and ratify or rectify is called ratification. The question of ratifying a minor's agreement does not arise because at the first instance itself, the agreement is void. In the second case, wherein the minor wants to correct the transaction, it can be possible only provided it is valid in the beginning. When it is invalid in the beginning or void ab initio, the question of ratifying does not arise by a minor. False representation by a minor. If a minor says, I'm 21 years of age and here is a money lender who advances the money, can the minor have the rule of estoppel? What is estoppel? It means a false representation by a person who says that I am above 18 so that I am allowed to step back out of the deal. Now for a minor, he cannot do it because law is extremely partial to a minor and allows him to plead minority so that if there is an adult person who has parted with the money unto the minor, he is unable to recover because that would mean enforcing a void contract. Liability of a third person. Can there be a surety for a minor? Now, a surety is a guarantor. If a minor's agreement is void ab initio, obviously, the law says earlier it was held that the surety would be liable for a minor. But then if the minor is in the capacity of a principal debtor and if the principal debtor goes scot-free, it has been held that the surety will not be liable in the capacity of a minor being a principal debtor. Insolvency. When you cannot recover anything, can you declare the minor insolvent? Question does not arise, so no insolvency for a minor because you cannot make him personally liable on the contract. Minor's marriage. Can a minor enter into a marriage agreement? If the guardians of the minor, as per the customs of Muslim law or any law, permit such a marriage, right? Technically, any marriage below 18 is void. But if the customs of the community permit, the parents and guardians will be liable on such a marriage by the minor. Service contracts. Can the minor enter into a service contract with an employer? Now we have a very interesting case of Raj Rani versus Prem Adib. Here was a minor child who appeared in a photo shooting for an advertisement. The child was to obtain a sum of money from the employer. After 2 days of shoot, the producer of the film said, I do not want the services of the child because the child is not competent to act. Can the guardian or the parent of the child file a case with the producer? Question arises. Service contracts are one which are personal. The contract entered by the child is in the capacity of a minor so that even if it is the guardian cannot recover the money from the producer because personal contracts, as far as service contracts are concerned, other than the Apprentices Act of 1961 under labor laws, service contracts being extremely personal, when the agreement was entered by the minor, it being void ab initio, there is no question whereby it can be proceeded with legally. Exceptions to the rule that a minor's contract is absolutely void. Now, here are four cases where minor's agreement is valid. Minor can be a promissee or a transferee. That is, if the minor is to receive a benefit, if the minor is to obtain something from a creditor, Can he do it or can he file a case? Yes, he can, because law is partial to a minor in that he can be a promisee or a transferee in any agreement. Can the minor be an agent? We have three parties here in an agency contract whereby there is a principal, there is an agent, there is a third party who is a customer. Now, as between the principal and an agent, can the agent be a minor? Law under section 182 of the special contract says, yes, the minor can be an agent. But in such a case, principal, the employer, you will be personally liable unto the third party. 3. Partnership. Can a minor be a partner? Friends, you have to understand what is partnership. Section 4 of the Indian Partnership Act 1932 states, partnership is the relation between persons who have agreed to share the profits of a business carried on by all or any one of them acting for all. The question arises, can the minor enter into a written agreement in the partnership deed? No, he cannot. So a minor is not a partner. But supposing the minor has a father who is a partner of the partnership firm. The father dies. Can the minor be admitted into the benefits of partnership? Yes, he can be admitted with the unanimous consent of the other partners. And therefore, minor can be admitted into the benefits of partnership under Section 30 of the Indian Partnership Act 1932. And finally, necessaries. If the minor is supplied with any day-to-day requirements by an adult person, it may be education, it may be any kind of medicines, it can be any day-to-day requirements. Is the property of the minor liable so that it has to be sold to reimburse an adult person? Yes, under Section 68 of the contract, which talks about quasi-contract, a person cannot get himself enriched at the expense of another. So therefore, minor is liable as far as necessaries which are supplied to him so that even though he is incompetent, he will be liable not personally, but the property of the minor has to be sold to have an adult person reimbursed out of this property. Persons of unsound mind. Section 12. A person is said to be of sound mind for the purposes of making a contract if at the time when he makes it is capable of understanding it and forming a rational judgment as to its effects upon his interest. Now, what does the soundness of mind indicate? A person is able to be of sound mind when he forms a rational judgment. He is able to understand what the opposite man speaks and is in a position to understand what will be the consequences on his own interest. This is said to be the rationality of the state of mind. Section 12, in fact, indicates a person who is occasionally sound. A person who is occasionally sound. But obviously, at certain times, either due to intoxication, he is unable to make a rational judgment. He is not allowed to enter into a contract. At the same time, we have cases of a lunatic. A lunatic is an insane man, but he has a sporadic interval whereby he has some areas wherein he is in a position to be having sanity for a short period of time. Can he enter during the sporadic interval? Yes, he can entertain. However, an idiot, this is a congenital defect whereby there's a lack of development of the brain. So wherein obviously the IQ or the intelligent quotient is obviously at the lowest ebb, we say that an idiot is incapable and therefore incompetent to contract. A lunatic is one wherein his mental faculties of thinking are deranged so that at lucid intervals, when he's perfectly sane, he can enter into a contract and it is binding. Drunken or delirious person. A temporary incapacity under the effects of intoxication. A man who is under drinks. for that moment of time, he is not in a position to have that sanity. So, can he be in a position to undertake a will? Can he be in a position to undertake a contract? No. During that state of mind, he is unable, and therefore, we say he is in that unsound state of mind. Contracts with a Pardanashan woman is void. Now, here is a case, a woman in Parda. She is one, obviously, according to the Muslim community, observes Parda, and therefore, she is not in contact with an outsider. So, here is a woman whereby law says, we need to be a little partial to this woman, whereby she is not in a position to be in contacts with other people outside, and therefore, unless she has a legal advisor, the contracts cannot be entertained with her. Agreements by persons of unsound mind are absolutely void and inoperative against him so that he can derive any benefits under it. Now, we go down to the disqualified category. Where is a person said to be disqualified so that he cannot entertain any contracts? Contract by a convict. Who is a convict? A man in jail is a criminal convict. He cannot entertain a contract, and therefore law says he is disqualified. Provided he obtains a ticket of leave from the jailer, once he comes out of the court, he is now entitled to enter into a contract. Contracts by corporations. A corporation could be a statutory corporation or a company under the Companies Act. A company is an artificial legal person which is registered under the Companies Act, either 1956 or 2013. Well, you have to know that a company has a natural limitation as well as a legal limitation. What is a natural limitation? A company is not in physical form. And therefore, it makes use of the board of directors to have any of its acts executed. And therefore, makes use of the common seal, while the managing director or the board of directors are the people through whom the company acts. This is one of its natural limitations. Coming to the legal limitation, you are aware that every company is required to act strictly according to the object clause of the Memorandum of Association. The object clause very clearly states, any act done which is outside the object clause is ultra vires and void. And therefore, a company or a corporation, once it entertains any contract beyond the object clause, is said to be disqualified because it is an act which is void, ab initio, and considered ultra vires under the Companies Act. Contracts by insolvent. They are persons who are bankrupt. So under the insolvency law, any acts or contracts by an insolvent are void because once a person is declared insolvent, the contracts obviously cannot be entertained. Why? Because he stands disqualified under law. Well, friends, here we have understood what is capacity to contract when we have just studied in a nutshell that people who have attained the age of majority, who are sound mind and obviously not disqualified, can entertain a contract in the normal course. Thank you very much.